This is Torch columnist Sean Radican, joined by my co-host Derek Bergen for the Radican Audio Showcase for Saturday, November 29th, 2008, and we are all the way live. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. Are we going to tell the Showcase listeners that this was a banner week for audio? Because earlier this week, you were on James Caldwell's show. You totally dropped the ball, so it was up to me to go on Brian Alvarez's Figure Four Daily this week and work the main event style and show you how it's done. And overall, I think we had two successful audio programs, one slightly a bit more successful. I won't mention which one it was, but it was mine. And how do you think, should they check out these shows and hear us in other formats?
Yeah, I think they should. I carried Caldwell to a five-star main event on Monday morning and showed him how to work the main event style. It's hard to, you know, get him to break his shell. He laughed at my jokes at the right times and stuff, so he's learning.
And how come James Caldwell, you guys talked, we're going to get into this later on, you talked about being at Survivor Series, and James Caldwell was doing live updates on Survivor Series, and it was some of your notes, and you were obviously texting him, like a 14-year-old girl, little pictures from your iPhone or whatever, and I'm wondering that, how did the Boston Garden, how did you get so far high up in that fleet center? Because it looked like you were literally in the back row of the Oakland Coliseum.
It's a bad phone camera.
Bad phone camera. Because I think it was Edge in the ring, or I don't know, it was an ant. I could exactly tell from, there was like a blip view when they're circling the NFL stadiums and they give you that shot. I could think I saw Edge in the ring.
Got a nice shot of The Undertaker coming out.
And actually, I mean, for all joking aside, I mean, this is definitely something that all the wrestling websites should have been doing a long time ago, and it's great to see that James is at least taking initiative. I mean, it's just almost inexcusable in 2008 with the access we have. I know that on when you and I were doing SmackDown recaps, you know, 4 years ago, I was going to the WWE website, which would, since it was a taped show, it would have pictures of the event, you know, and I would save them and, you know, shrink them down and put them in the article, you know, to give people, this is what it looked like. And it's just, I mean, it's, I just find it unfathomable. If you go to Yahoo and you watch their sports recaps, the NFL games or Major League Baseball games, they have videos automatically, you know, pictures, and it's just, I was very excited to see the opportunity with you at the live event and James posting live pictures in his recap. So it was a tremendous job by you two. Good thinking.
Well, I think the difference is the WWE, the wrestling organizations like WWE are much tougher and don't really work with the press. I mean, in terms of people like us who cover them in the way we do and grant access like that to get the pictures and stuff. So there's all sorts of things to fight through in order to get stuff like that through. But I guess they didn't complain about the pictures in the review. So
I don't think they could complain if you took screenshots. I really don't. But I mean, I guess we need the lawsuit to even prove it's right. And I just had a big argument with Brian Alvarez about the recent UFC versus American Kickboxer Association writers, who they're trying to make them sign lifetime contracts, and just how absurd it is. And Brian brought up that Brock Lesnar signed a 10-year no-compete clause at WWE and ended up getting thrown out of court, and Brock actually got money out of it. But it's just, who wants to spend time? You know, certainly Wade Keller and Dave Meltzer don't want to waste their life or money, you know, battling WWE over something that is probably, they're in the right, but what's the point?
Well, I got it. Well, according to what Wade said, they could, on a technicality, like, complain about it for whatever. I forget the reason he said, but they didn't. So
the photographer?
I guess.
That's what I was complaining about. I can guarantee you, because when I was down in Orlando, up in Orlando, I should say, for WrestleMania weekend, and I went to the TNA Impact tapings with a person that worked for Ring of Honor, and he's actually the Ring of Honor, or he was, I don't know if he still is, the Ring of Honor media Nazi. He's the one that goes to all the websites and YouTube and personal people's websites and makes sure that there is not a single screenshot or video of Ring of Honor across the net. You know, and I didn't get in a big debate with him. I just found it unfathomable why they would be so anal about stuff. I mean, seriously, just people using one picture on their MySpace page or whatever, they weren't going to tolerate it. And so I guess some people in wrestling, from the smallest to the biggest, are very protective about something which they should be trying to get out there. I mean, if people are taking your DVDs or pictures and trying to promote them, I mean, this is what grassroots is all about. You should be encouraging your fans to be so obsessive and getting free advertising and marketing out there for you, since, especially in Ring of Honor's case, they're so bad doing it themselves.
I wish I had a better camera to get some better pictures from where I was. It was the whole setup is very impressive. When they run a pay-per-view and the way they, you know, the logo is like, they have an electric band around the entire arena, like says Survivor Series, and it scrolls.
And there's no sense, you just went to the Boston, this is the Fleet Center, and there's really, as much as crap as we can, there's not a bad seat in that house. I mean, they did a tremendous job when they built that place.
But, it's a beautiful venue for wrestling. The set was, I hadn't seen the new set since they went with the HD set, and I got to see the that was very impressive too, the video equipment they have now. It's just, unreal. I can't wait to see the advances in 10 or 15 years to how, WWE presents their, television. It's just
according to my arch nemesis, Lyndon Walker, there will be no WWE in, did he say 10 years or 5 years? Something outrageous.
It's going to take a lot for them to go out of business at this point.
Oh, whatever. He doesn't like it. A lot of people, I think, especially today, they think if they don't like it, no one else will or no one else does. And I just, it's such a weird point of view to take, you know?
Yeah. I think people that follow the business or the WWE closely tend to lose sight of the fact that there's always going to be kids watching this product with their parents going with them, and the kids are always going to like the good guys and whoever it was pushed on TV, and it's not going to matter. I don't think WWE is going to go through a TNA and make it impossible to follow their storylines, because there's some pretty simplistic stuff the way WWE does their booking and for kids to follow and I think there'll always be those kids, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the merchandise first, I guess?
What the weirdest part is, you have all these 30 to 40-year-old men rabidly complaining about shows which are clearly being written now for an audience between 10 and 15. And it'd be just like them watching Sesame Street and saying they feel insulted that, you know, this is too repetitive, you know, not enough twists. And it's like they're not writing to you anymore. Why don't you go watch, you know, adult shows like 24 just started up, Heroes on Monday Night. You and I just finished watching the finale of The Shield, which is probably one of the best shows ever written on television. Go watch that. That's being written for you. Stop complaining about shows that aren't anymore. Or try companies like Ring of Honor, which are supposed to get your money. I mean, Lyndon Walker almost proudly says he doesn't watch Ring of Honor. You know, that's people trying to appeal to you, to quality wrestling, no bullshit. You know, so just stop complaining about WWE, because they're writing down to kids.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem is, they'll throw the adults a bone every so often, like the Jericho Michaels thing was really good this year. And then they'll be so dumb, and, the big Russian versus Triple H, and you're as a 30-year-old man, it's hard to sit there and say even the kids weren't interested in that one, but it's hard to, they really are writing down to the age these days. Like, usually if you would want to appeal to kids, you're right above their level, so they think they're watching something edgy, and they're not even doing that anymore. It's just, some of the stuff is very, very lame, we could start the Jeff Hardy tease that went on all day on WWE.com, and they started saying he was attacking the stairwell, and I thought it was for real at first. I was only looking at the Observer site for a little bit, and